Welcome back to the Anal Podcast. Thank you for joining us for another exciting Anal Probe segment. Join us as we break down the topics in the title and oh, so much more on every episode. Do you love the Anal Podcast? Feel free to leave a review, subscribe, or even tell a friend. It helps us get noticed, and we love to get noticed. You can email the pod at anewamericanlegacy@gmail.com or find us on Twitter at anewamericanle1. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Anal Podcast. Tonight I will be joined by Jacob, John, and Jared. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm John, and I was visited by a prophet of lotocracy. I'm sorry, wasn't paying attention.
Hi, I'm Jacob. I'm from Jacob's Bipolar Adventures.
I'm John, and I was visited by a prophet of the lotocracy.
Hi, I'm Jared, and I am not a devotee of lotocracy. I'm still confused on what that means.
Yeah, we don't even know if it's a thing, but Google it, listeners. Lawtocracy, L-A-W.
Yeah, not the soul, not the note that follows soul. The thing that's a rule, I guess. Is that what a law is? Is it a rule?
It's the note that follows soul.
So. Re mi sa.
Are you having a stroke?
No, it's do re mi fa so, and then law. Haven't you ever the sound of music?
You said soul.
Whatever, man. Hear what you want to hear.
No, we'll catch you on the playback. You did. But it's fine. Moving on. Are you guys ready to get started?
No.
We're rolling. Here we go.
Content.
My favorite thing that happened this week is Trump went out in front of a crowd of people and told them to get vaccinated, at which point they booed him unmercifully. Did anyone else glean great, great enjoyment out of that moment?
Yeah, I don't know. It made me sad, I think.
No, definitely more sad, yeah.
Oh, see, I'm over the part where I'm sad.
It was satisfying to watch for a moment, but then it made me feel very, very dark about where we are as a...
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. The monster can no longer be controlled.
Well, no, that's the thing. It's like, it's funny when, like, the awful asshole, like, when he, you know, trips up and falls on his face... But on the other hand, it like, okay, yeah, like you said, Jacob, he opened Pandora's box, and it ain't closing.
It's not. I think that Trumpism has outgrown Trump, and they're like, oh wait, you're a vaccinator? We don't roll with that. So Trumpism's just kind of going off and doing its own thing now.
Well, but it's this weird thing, though. Like, if you look at the past, like discourse around the vaccine, right? At first it was like Trump was kind of anti-vax, but then he was like pushing that, like, oh, we're gonna get this vaccine out faster than anyone's ever done it before. It's gonna be the fastest vaccine that's ever been produced. And like you had the Democrats were like, whoa, we can't trust Trump, you know? Let's not trust this Trump vaccine that he's pushing through fast. But then the vaccine comes out and they're like, oh, we should trust the vaccines. And it's like this weird mixed message of should we trust the vaccines or not? No, yeah, based on like who's president, should we trust the vaccine or not, right? It's not trust the science, right? If Trump's president, oh, I don't like Trump, let's not trust the vaccine. But then, oh, Biden's president, oh, well, it's been tested now. And finally, right, the FDA approved it. So, oh, yeah, it's fine. It's definitely fine now, but... It's this,
and I mean, neither president had anything to do with the vaccines at all, other than right. Say, we need one.
But again, it's like, you wonder why people have distrust, and it's like, there it is. You have mixed messages. Like, I mean, wasn't that like there was like some quote from Kamala, right? But before Biden won, when she was like, I don't know if we can trust a Trump vaccine. And it's like, you know, he has nothing to do with the fucking vaccine. This is just political points for you, and you know, and it's just ridiculous. And we wonder why people are anti-vax, right? We wonder why they're so easily persuaded by these people that are, you know, convincing them that vaccines, that these don't work, because you can't fucking trust anybody from our government or like the pharmaceutical companies, they tell you one thing one minute and then another thing the next. Like,
well, yeah, do we expect anything less other than the hypocritical flim flam that is politics? Like, they're gonna say one thing, do the other. They're gonna run on $15 minimum wage and thumb down in a slutty skirt. Like, that's what politics is, isn't it?
The great example, thank you.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's as soon as you get into the arena, it's professional wrestling, you know, for personal profit. That's genuinely what it seems like for everyone, sans maybe a select few.
So we know why, like, Rand Paul and his ilk are anti-mask because they have millions of dollars in the one treatment that actually... millions of dollars in the stock that the company that makes the one antiviral that actually helps treat it, he announced that, 16 months later? But that's fine, because insider trading, our politicians don't have to worry about that. They're immune.
Well, his wife has it, not him.
Oh, that's true. But still, our politicians are still immune from insider trading. They can do whatever the hell they want with whatever information they have ahead of time.
Oh, we know Pelosi takes full advantage of that.
So does her husband.
Mm-hmm.
He also has a whole bunch of AMC, which we'll get into later.
Oh, oh boy. Here comes the boy.
But no, seriously, it's like Fox News is another example that I can think of where on screen, anti-vax, anti-mask, but you have to have an actual vaccine passport given to you by Fox Corp to get into the building. So it's all the WWE for show bullshit there too. And it just seems like that whole side and into some of the center, it's all flipping based on where we're at. I mean, DeSantis is another prime example. Like, I think he just called today, like, oh yeah, we need some help. There's some COVID problems down here.
What?
No, buddy. No shit.
It's because we didn't protect the borders. Right, so
yes,
he's like, we need help now.
Was not protected, and that's why. Not that it's been a free for all. Not that he has put in anti-mask mandates where people are not even allowed to mask, which is absurd. DeSantis is a real jagoff, for the record. He wants to be president.
You guys know that George Washington mandated vaccines.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Isn't he one of those people on that paper that people jerk off to?
The founding fathers. What do they call it? I keep forgetting. The document of documents. Is that what it's called?
I don't know, but that piece of paper. So he mandated vaccine.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he mandated vaccines for the military, which coincidentally we just did.
Weird. It's like we're 200 years behind.
Well, it's like we never change ever.
I mean, I was sitting with several family members and they were discussing the mark of the beast is what they called the mark on their arm from their vaccine. And an individual who's in my family said, horror story about that. Whenever my scab was on there, this person peeled it off and ate it. And I was just like, well, what the fuck? But yes, they all discussed it, and I discussed with them how I think that may be why the boomers may have some vaccine hesitancy, because between polio and the mark of the beast, I mean, their vaccination, that shit sucked. It was really bad. Some people got really sick.
And someone's out eating their scabs.
So. Yeah, that happened. It's really gross, but now it's on the pod forever. I'm going to text her and let her know. She's going to be horrified.
Well, no, but I remember my dad had that, like, it's like the three marks on his arm from when he got, like, vaccines or whatever.
Yep, it looks like more of a starfish on my mom and dad, and it's a triangle on my aunt.
Yeah, well, but again, it's like they didn't get polio, though, so...
Well, they didn't get a whole bunch of stuff, because that was everything. That was MMR, polio, pertussis. Pertussis is whooping cough, right? It was everything that you were required so that you could walk through the school doors, essentially, all in one go.
Yeah, I mean, we still had those when we went to school. Like, I can remember.
Yeah, you had to have your vax card. Right. You had to give that shit to the nurse.
Yeah. I have to have my driving passport to drive a car, and I have to have my age passport to buy beer.
Well, I've been seeing in the mainstream media a lot as we lean into the vaccine, anti-vax stuff. A lot of people are leaning towards the seatbelt simile or whatever, saying, you know, if we have speed limits, so you don't have to wear your seatbelt if you're going the speed limit. You guys caught any of those?
I've been seeing some of that on TikTok and things like that. People making fun of things like that. Yeah, people making fun.
All I'm aware of is the peeing in your pants one.
I mean, I guess it doesn't matter what metaphor or simile we use. We're still in a disaster. Right now, it's worse than it ever was before.
Wait, can I just back? I just want to back up 1 second here. So anti-vax people are comparing getting vaccinated to wearing a seatbelt.
Vaccinated people, whenever they get the logic behind the anti-vaxxers, reasons to not, well, I wear a mask so I don't need it. And they would say, oh, so, you know, we have seatbelt laws so we don't need speed limits. Because if you're wearing your seatbelt, it doesn't matter how fast you're going, you're safe, you're protected. Oh, well, no, that's not how that works.
Well, I don't know. It just reminded me that, like, Ralph Nader wrote that fucking book, Unsafe at Any Speed, that got seatbelts, you know, mandatory in all cars. So,
you know,
I don't know if that's a great analogy, because, I mean, seatbelts, yeah, you need them. They're very helpful.
Who is Ralph Nader?
He's a stalwart, fighter for people's rights, I guess would be the best way to describe him.
Is that why no one's ever heard of him?
Well, you see, he spoiled that election, you know, we're just going to forget about the Supreme Court just deciding for Bush. It was because Nader got a couple of votes in Florida that Gore lost, right? That's the Ralph Nader's done, I mean, so much stuff over his lifetime. I can't even name it all, but he's a lifelong positive.
Okay, he's a life. So we're Nader fans.
Yeah, I'm a Nader fan. Yeah,
I just wanted to hear you say that.
I like Ralph Nader.
Didn't he make a thing with puppets?
Probably. I don't know. I mean, he's pretty old. He could have done a lot of stuff in his life.
Yeah. Well, no, I think like when he was like, I give up. I'm just gonna like make commercials with puppets now. And then he just like, I'm crazy Ralph Nader. Fuck you.
What? This can't be a version of the reality I live in.
Honestly, I don't think you can ever beat Mike Gravel just throwing a rock in a lake. It's like, I'm running for office, and he just drops a rock in a lake.
Wow.
Great campaign.
January video. 2005, Ralph Nader debates Puppet Kerry and Puppet Bush.
Wow. Yes! Okay, that's awesome.
And Jared, that's funny. I feel like you showed this to me because you're, as we discussed, hashtag Nader fan.
That could be true, because that's the thing. Usually, like the third party candidates will have their own debates with like the Green Party and the Libertarians or whatever, because they're never invited to the big boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then the Republicans and Democrats would actually have to answer tough questions.
It's very true. Yeah, well, unless like you're Gary Johnson and you don't know where Aleppo is.
But even so, like I feel like a Libertarian would probably have like even though right a lot of their economic policies and social policies are pretty fucked up, like they'd probably still, you know, push people on anti-war stuff. Because, I mean, that's one thing. Like, they don't like intervening in other countries, from the ones that I know of. So I feel like they still would have probably been pretty hard on the mainstream politicians for their pro-war, consistent pro-war stance.
Speaking of mainstream politicians and their pro-war stance, China is still bad, right? Because all I've been hearing about is Afghanistan.
Oh, see, so, well, what's going to happen is at some point China is going to talk to Afghanistan, and then that'll be the connection that we know they're both bad.
So they're going to team up.
Oh, I'm sure. Probably.
Axis of evil, Rob. Axis of evil.
But we're not the bad guys?
I mean, we all are, probably.
I hate it when we're the bad guys. It's just the worst.
You just hate all of American history, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. Damn it. Damn it. Rose, interesting timing.
Hello.
We were actually having a little bit of a conversation about COVID and etc.
Oh, yeah. So
we're actually done with it, so we're going to need you to talk about something else this week. Just anything else.
Okay. All right. So, you know how Robert knows what happened today, but I don't really care. I'm going to tell all y'all. So, the last 3 days, I've been pulled to the neuro ICU. I had a patient that is two patients that are bedbound. The one being like in his late 70s, has a wife of 40 years. It's just them. They don't have any kids. And today he passed away unexpectedly. We went comfort measures on him because there was no like cognitive brain function left, unfortunately. And for him to be kept alive, he would need a feeding tube for the rest of his life. And then he would constantly get pneumonia because he doesn't have enough strength to even cough up the junk that was in his lungs. So palliative care consult yesterday said that he would have weeks to months.
Yeah. We lost you at weeks.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Wow, you got really quiet.
It's because my headphones died. Hello.
Oh my God. Is she getting drive-through on my podcast?
I'm getting drive-through. Fuck off.
Are you getting drive-through on my show right now?
You're almost off, right?
I mean, it is 9:30. She must have gotten off late. I'm going to let it slide, but drive-through!
I want to hear what she's ordering. Shut up. That's a bet.
You know what?
That's a bet.
I need to fucking eat, so...
I was just giving you shit.
What do y'all want from me? I literally am exhausted, and I hardly ate anything all day because my one patient died. So yeah, that's something other than COVID. He wasn't COVID positive, but COVID sucks. So yeah, I cried on the phone after I got off work because I'm so exhausted and burnt out as a nurse that I don't really know if, you know, nursing is like the right career path for me. I mean, and that's the real truth. That's what a lot of us are feeling, and it sucks.
Well, yeah, I think that not only is the bed crisis truer now more than ever with over 225,000 right now, 25,000 Americans are in hospital beds with COVID, but the staff is done too. In Mississippi, I think they've lost almost 2,000 nurses throughout the whole state this year, and no one's filling those positions, and no one's going to in this environment.
No, they're treating us like fucking garbage. Like, we are completely disposable to them. I mean, the only reason that, like, I'm even okay with what I'm doing right now is because I'm getting paid 4 times the fucking amount I was in. I was still making what I was making in. I mean, I would definitely have been done. I would have moved on to a different career. I mean, like, I love nursing. I love taking care of people. Like, I'm literally going to go buy this little old lady a card because we had such a great connection, and I was one of the very few people that could be there in one of the worst days of her life being a human. The worst day that you can have is losing the person that you've loved for 40 years, who they were celebrating on October 31st, which made me even love the couple even more. If you knew me, I love Halloween, and it's just one of my favorite holidays. So yeah, that's another thing that's not COVID, but I mean, kind of COVID, but it wasn't COVID.
So anytime we give you the opportunity to tell us about something that isn't horrible and depressing,
I'm gonna tell something you something horrible and depressing.
Pick something that's not horrible and depressing. Come on, you're killing us. We ruin our show enough with horrible and depressing.
I live in horrible and depressing all the time.
Which brings me up to, if you were still in doing what you do there, because it's a similar job, just different pay rate because you're traveling, would you still be interested in doing it at all? Or is the only reason you're still currently doing it is because of that 4X paycheck, because you are that required?
Yeah, it's pretty much one of the only reasons I'm doing it at this point, because I'm just like mentally and physically exhausted. It also could come into play that I'm working 48 hours. And I'm so, so tired. But I mean, I was still tired at home. Like, we were getting pulled around everywhere. It's like the norm now for ICU nurses to have 3 patients and like step-down nurses to have like 5 to 6 patients. And that's like really unsafe.
When did that become a norm?
Well, that's just, you know, a thing now. I mean, in my hospital, we're okay because they hire so many travelers because they have like, they have big money because they're a big ass hospital that offer a lot of services. And the majority of the hospitals around the area, they're all taking 3 ICU patients. That is so unsafe. Can you imagine having 3 fucking patients vented on multiple drips that literally their life is dependent on you making sure you hear that fucking beep when the IV drip runs the fuck out and you need to go and get a new one. You need to be on your top of your game. I mean, it's hard enough doing that with 2 fucking patients, and some patients you only get 1 because they're that fucking sick. I mean, some of my sickest patients I've had on like, God, 12 fucking 13 drips. And a ventilator and a continuous dialysis machine and an Impella, which is one of the best cool little devices that like pumps blood through your heart for you and it goes in through a big vein, and it's pretty cool. It's cool stuff. But and I love doing that. I love that stuff. That stuff is so cool to me. I love taking care of people. I love seeing people get better. But when you can't even do the right job that you want to do as a nurse, like I can't spend enough time with some patients in order to like care for them well enough because they're just coming in and out and in and out constantly. I mean, we're like moving patients out that aren't necessarily ready to be moved out just because there are way sicker ones that we have to move in. Like we have to. Patients are getting held in the ER for like 60 hours. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? That's an ER. They're supposed to be in and out. And if they're supposed to be admitted in the hospital, they're going to a floor. Like they can't be taking care of.
There's just nowhere to put them.
There is nowhere to put them. So they're fucking loading. They're loading ER nurses up, and they're killing our ER nurses too. Because these 4 fucking nurses, they're getting like the fresh strokes. They're getting the fresh heart attacks. Those are all ICU worthy patients. Those patients go to the cath lab. They get cath. Like they go and they get TPA started, which requires 15 minute vital signs, like a full set of vital signs. I mean, granted, now we have the technology that things like populate over. But it like, takes a lot of work to like fucking chart all that shit and make sure everything's okay and then keep an eye on their vital signs because, I mean, literally they can snap the finger, start bleeding. And a lot of our patients that have strokes, which they end up with like embolic strokes, so we give them TPA to clot bust it. And a lot of times, more than not, they turn in, it's like a hemorrhagic conversion stroke where something else has happened. There's another part in the brain that's too weak and they ended up with a brain bleed, and that's just another form of stroke. So then they're like dual stroking.
I didn't even know that was a thing. You're blowing my mind.
Yeah, that's like, because I've been pulled to the neuro ICU a lot lately, which is because they've cut off cardiac surgery. They're not allowed to operate on more than 3 patients a day for open heart surgery, and we're like a major open heart surgery center. Like they're used to doing like 6 to 8 hearts a day. They had to cut us down to 3 because they need our nurses in those beds for COVID and other things.
We're definitely seeing an even more decrease in quality of care from last week to this week.
Oh my God.
It sounds pretty exponential. If you know, even they're cutting back on major, I mean, I assume if you need a major heart procedure, that's like something you don't really wait on.
No, but patients are getting stuck, like being kept alive until they can be operated on sometimes too, you know, that's not good.
See, back during our original peaks, this is what always scared me, is where we're full of COVID and then someone, you know, just falls down the stairs and is a little fucked up and then they end up dying because there's no one to take care of them. Everyone's either busy with COVID or has COVID or has quit because they can't do it anymore or whatever the case may be. And I feel like we might be breathing down the barrel of that gun sooner rather than later.
Yeah, especially because there's supposed to be like fucking firing a bunch of nurses lately, which is, it's gonna be awful. I mean, like I agree with like they need to be vaccinated, and I think it's fucking ridiculous if you're not, like absolutely fucking ridiculous. And if you're that against the vaccine, then wear an N95 all the time with a surgical mask over it. That's what I want to see you do. If you're actually gonna be a dick about it, like fuck you. So that's how I truly feel about that shit. Because I'm
Girl, let us have it.
I'm seeing the healthcare professionals posting on Facebook pages all these arguments about like not wanting the vaccine and blah, 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 blah. And like, there's just so many other comments that are like, then you need to get off of bedside care. Like, I don't want you at the bedside with me then. Like, we're supposed.
I wouldn't want someone who's not vaccinated taking care of me in a hospital. Absolutely not.
There was a post I read tonight. A hospital in it was Virginia. This guy was talking about how he was felt super unsafe because he was terrified of bringing the Delta variant home to his high risk pregnancy wife, who is carrying their twins, which they are rainbow babies because they just had a couple miscarriages before these twins finally came along. So they're definitely on fertility treatments. And he's posting in this group, like, what do I do? I think I have to cancel my contract. The nurses at this hospital are refusing to wear proper PPE, and all of them, like, are refusing their vaccine. And it's like, wow, that's pretty fucking insane. Like, how can one refusing a vaccine, that just gets me all fired up for another reason. But to not wear the proper PPE, are you motherfucking kidding me? What in the hell is wrong with you? If you are an actual fucking healthcare provider who cares and gives a shit about what you're doing and believes in science and evidence-based practice, then, like, you're a fucking asshole if you're not wearing your PPE.
Well, I think we actually have a little bit of a borderline answer for that that comes from some of the things Jared has talked about, specifically the cultivation of identity. It's not necessarily that they're stupid. It's that they have cultivated their identity on a different set of ideologies that allow them to think that way. Right, Jared? Am I right?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's yeah, you've cultivated, like, it's just, I mean, it's like any identity that you have.
I clearly sprung that on you, didn't I?
No, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, no, I mean, anti, you know, being anti-vaccination just becomes its own.
It's like its own club.
Yeah, it's, yeah, exactly, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's like, I'm the part of the no vax club, like, no fake DNA for me, they ain't gonna track me, bitch. Yeah, fuck you, I'm over it.
Well, yeah, and it's a club that, you know, millionaires, you know, I mean, people are making so much money.
Oh my God.
You know, off of the real fear of people, because again, like, because
they can manipulate everybody's minds quite easily with the internet and the way that social media works.
Few easy algorithms. Yep.
But I think part of the problem is like, people know on some level that, like, the government is constantly lying to us about everything or a lot of things. And, like, companies are lying to us. Like, I mean, marketing is not even about anymore of how good things are or how well a product works or how long it lasts. It's how it makes you feel. So, you know, all these companies are lying to you when they tell you their products are good and they work. And, you know, historically, we've seen, you know, companies, drug companies, to, you know, the tobacco industry, of course. I mean, and then what? Johnson & Johnson, right? I mean, with the whole baby powder, the anthrax and the baby powder shit. People have a real distrust for legitimate reasons. And people can take advantage of that and lead them down these paths of, like, these identities that, oh, I'm anti-vax, or I'm, like, I'm holistic, I'm pro-holistic medicine, or all this stuff.
Should we talk about OnlyFans now?
Oh my gosh, sad is that? Like, that took away a lot of fucking people's income.
Wait, girl, where are you at on that story? You tell us your thoughts, and then we're gonna play a little catch up, because I know you've been working, like,
yeah,
always.
Yeah, so, all I really have been hearing is that, like, they completely took porn off of OnlyFans, which is kind of wild, considering, I mean, like, I was considering doing OnlyFans. Fuck, people make a lot of money on that shit, and you're supposed.
Yeah, they do, and girl, you make bank, which is probably going to get edited.
Yeah, but I'm also working my titties off instead of just posting fucking pictures. Like, goddamn.
You can't. Can you post your titties off? Is that a thing that can happen?
You never know.
Okay, we got to fix this. So, to catch you up on where the OnlyFans situation is, OnlyFans was like, we are not going to allow explicit content. Now, there was some, like, rumor that the reason they were not going to allow explicit content was because Visa, MasterCard, etc. didn't want their cards being used in a pornographic situation, which is kind of bullshit, because anybody that signed up for porn online for their $1 free trial for a whole month or whatever the case is, you gotta use a Visa or MasterCard. So that sort of, like, kind of rang as, like, bullshit. But it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, OnlyFans said, well, wait a minute, we won't have a company if we don't allow people to fuck on our fucking platform. So we take it back. All those ideas and plans, just suspend it all. Just keep doing what you were doing and giving us 20%. and we're just going to keep doing that for now.
I thought it was, I'm sorry, Rob, I thought it was 50%.
No, OnlyFans is 20%.
Are you
I'm fairly certain OnlyFans is 20%. We have an OnlyFans. The Anal Podcast has an OnlyFans. I can pull up our terms.
I definitely went through all the trouble of making an account, and then I never fucking post anything. And God, it'd be so much easier than nursing.
Jared, John, as cis white het men,
okay.
What do you think about just them backpedaling the entire no porn thing?
I mean, like, I wish I knew more about the ins and outs of why it happened. Pun definitely not intended. But yeah, I mean, I'm always going to side. Jacob's here too, everyone.
Yeah, he's last. I'm not comfortable enough with him to ask him about pornography directly.
Oh, yet. I'll ask him. Jacob, you're ready. Well, yeah, I'm always going to side with a worker. So yeah, I'm going to side with the content creators in this, and not just because I have horny. It's, you know, it's people they're choosing to make money and survive in this hellscape this way. Like,
sex work, you know, is still real work. I mean, they work hard for their money, you know, like,
sure.
You have to have like a lot of fucking balls to post your goddamn titties and, you know, other things.
Or only two.
Wait, you have to have balls to post titties? I have been doing porn all wrong.
So yeah, I mean, I know there are some perspectives that sort of undermine OnlyFans and sex work as a premise. You said it when we started this, asking me what I thought. I'm a cishet white man that I don't have an OnlyFans account, so I don't really have any skin in this game at all. I don't know enough to really talk fluently about it, but I'm always going to side with a worker.
Yeah, and those would be my thoughts,
Jacob,
too.
Jacob, I don't know you well enough to ask you about porn.
Those would be my thoughts, too. I do follow one person, no, but and I would hate to see that go, but it is real work that to keep up that content and to keep up a high quality of content. I mean, that is a lot of work to do that. And to see that content just go away, not only for the one person I follow, but for all of the people who put in that work day in and day out, that's a lot of income for people who truly do depend on that income. And to see OnlyFans abandon people like that was a really shocking and horrific move in my point of view. Just from,
was it abandonment? Because I kind of feel it was more of a rejection. Sorry, you take it one step further than we want to go. Now get the fuck out. That's how I interpreted it.
I think that's pretty fair. I think that's pretty fair. Yeah. And in such, it was very unfair. It was a move that I didn't see coming, because that seems to be the majority of a lot of the content that's on there. Obviously, it's not all of the content that exists, but it's a lot of the content that people do go there for. I don't know. I'm glad that they reversed their decision. I'm glad they suspended it, because it is an income that a lot of people do work for, and they deserve that income.
I don't know why, like, in our society, there's still so many taboo things that are so, like, normal to all of us. Like, sex is normal. Like, that is a great part of the human life. So, like, why can't we, you know, think positively about it and celebrate it just as, like, a job and a normal function of a human? Like, it just is frustrating, honestly.
Well, I mean, specifically that, I think the patriarchy and the power imbalance, right, between men and women has a lot to do with not just enjoying it, like you said. Like, I think that's one of the big roadblocks into that, as, you know, until we can have full equality between men and women and cis people and trans people and you know, gay and straight and all the other, you know, the whole spectrum of genders and sexualities and everything, and until that's on an even playing field, like, it's going to be tough to get to a place where that's just something regular and normal that, you know, can just be expressed however you feel like, you know, and however it wants to be expressed in society. I think that's probably the main roadblock for that specifically. But I mean, to me, it just is kind of despicable on so many levels, because, you know, sex work is work, but I think there is just, there is another level to it, another level of commodification and another level of like intrusion into one's body to do this work, whether, you know, it's something that you enjoy doing and you want to do, or that you're more have a coercive relationship with it. Because if we think about like OnlyFans comes out, certain people realize like, oh fuck, there's a pandemic, I can't work anymore. I can make an OnlyFans and have some content. Maybe it's, you know, pornographic in nature or not, and make some more money, you know, and make more money. And like people were able to like live off of this during the pandemic, right? And now what? As soon as everything just eases up a bit and America's like, we're going back to normal, we're not going to do any more lockdowns, then suddenly OnlyFans just pulls the rug, right? Because they want to be a more, whatever, quote-unquote respectable business, because, you know, the right wing is pushing them to like, oh, you can't have pornographic content. So as soon as they can, like, they jump ship and just, you know, it's just these companies seeing how much they can get away with and exploit you. So they'll exploit you, you know, as much as they can until it's not, you know, politically convenient for them to exploit you, and then they'll do it in a different way, or they'll exploit someone else. I don't know if that was clear at all what I was saying, so I just sort of...
I look at it very similarly, only mine's more on the fiscal side of things. If you have people making most of their porn money, then they don't need the porn industry. And the porn industry is probably a little more mafia-based than anybody wants to fucking admit. That's a pretty shady, shady place to work and live, where you could just OnlyFans from home. Real easy. So I'm fairly certain that quote-unquote big porn, whoever they may be, said OnlyFans, we're gonna give you enough money to just go the fuck away. And then once the blowback from that got to them and they realized just how volatile of a climate they live in when it comes to the internet, they pulled back. Because I mean, I don't know if anyone noticed, but OnlyFans got fucking mutilated as far as overall sentiment goes in the last week.
Oh yeah, I mean, because I mean they just threw their main content creators under the bus, you know. I mean cuz that's who probably gives them the most revenue, and they just were like, get out of here. No, of course it makes sense they have a bad name, cuz again, it's like as soon as it was convenient for them, as soon as there was a little bit of pressure, you know, they just abandoned them, which I mean, again, I'm not knowledgeable enough to know like how much that pressure was, cuz I know I was reading one thread that it was like if they got the ban from like MasterCard or Visa or whatever, like it would not only ban those executives at OnlyFans, like it would not only ban OnlyFans, but like whatever companies any of those executives at OnlyFans work for in the future, it would ban them from ever using MasterCard or Visa again, which is like, Jesus Christ. So, I mean, on one hand, it's like, that's some extreme pressure. Like, it's one thing if they're saying, you know, oh, you'll never use it on OnlyFans again, but like, oh, if you want to get another job, whatever company you work for again, they can't use credit cards. Like, holy shit, that's brutal.
Well, yeah, it's a career business ender. Like, you're just donezo.
But now all of a sudden they made a deal? Like, how did that happen? Like, they can still take credit cards now? Like, what changed? Like, have you seen any explanation from that, Rob? Is the like...
Jacob was speaking on that a little bit before the show about MasterCard was like, no, we're cool with it. We're fine. Do your thing. Essentially. Jacob, you want to clarify that for our listeners at all?
Well, I mean, it just seemed really weird and suspect to me when you can use your MasterCard or your Visa on regular porn sites. You can use it on any other pornographic site. You can use it on like clips for sale. You can use it in any other context. They don't really care where you're using it. It didn't seem reasonable that these credit card companies would suddenly come down on just one site that had a majority base of amateur porn going on. That didn't seem to, that just didn't seem to add up.
You think it was more of like, it was more of a political, like it, like, again, like too much power in these individuals, like that they can make this money. No, you know, we have to pressure them so they go to work for a porn company and they get another bigger cut.
I totally agree. Is that what you're...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we still live in a world where there's a nationwide employment shortage because people aren't going back to work for minimum wage, and that's because they're playing with their dicks and tits on OnlyFans for $100K a year, and you ain't getting them motherfuckers back, so if you take out OnlyFans, that's one way.
Damn. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there isn't a labor shortage. I know you didn't mean to say that, but
well, yeah,
there's a wage shortage.
They need, yes, you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah. Just for the listeners, the people are willing to work. You just, you know, need to actually pay them
enough to live on would be nice to start.
Right. Yeah. That's bare bones.
I don't know. I don't have a personal OnlyFans account, but now I feel like I need to get on there and support some creators. I don't necessarily know if I'm going to go for porn, though, because I feel like OnlyFans, like, made itself so, like, B-list celebrities could have, like, private Facebook conversations with people, and then it just turned into porn because that's what the internet does to things.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what people do to things, you know, because...
Well, the internet is people. Yeah. It's just the worst of them on display.
You have to subscribe to some creators and get them to listen to the pod for, like, some of their content, you know?
Maybe I'll try to get an interview with the OnlyFans.
Could you listen to my podcast on the next video that you upload? Just have it in the background.
That's why we need merch, so they can take off the merch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Our merch would look so good laying on somebody else's floor.
That's actually kind of a really good tagline for the merch store, Rob.
Oh, my God.
Genius at work, folks.
We need to open this. Like, we've been talking about this merch store for, what, 6 months?
It's been a while. We don't have it. We can't even get a sponsor again, so we'll see. I think we talk bad on too many political sides, which would be all of them, and I think that that's a problem for someone in the higher-ups there. And I think Jared might say communism just a little bit too often for most algorithms.
We're never going to get that sponsorship from MeUndies. Damn.
Speaking of OnlyFans, I think I just heard somebody unzip.
Whoa!
I did hear a zip.
I connected to my to my headband.
Because you don't ruin it. Don't ruin it for us.
You save it for the OnlyFans, guys. I'm gonna go ahead and get ready to kick Craig out. Is there anything else anyone wanted to bring up or add on today's episode?
How's Brittany doing?
Oh yeah, how is Brittany? She's still a conservator?
No, didn't her dad take himself off?
I think she's pretty much in the clear at this point, right? I know she keeps doing like booby dances on Instagram.
Yeah, she seems to be in a really happy place mentally. He's busy disparaging her in any way he can publicly, but he's also voluntarily coming off a conservatorship, but the conservatorship hasn't ended yet, so still more to come on that.
Still in the conservatorship, Cosby's still free, but Ron Jeremy's been indicted.
He has been.
Way to bury the lead, Rob.
Yeah, that happened.
Okay, well, I was just making sure we were up to date on who's going to jail for sex crimes, who's walking away scot-free from sex crimes, and who is being held, what did I decide? She was chemically castrated against her will in America.
Well, almost, yeah, chemically and chronologically castrated, yeah. But what's the Ron Jeremy thing?
Oh, yeah, well, he's, like, a rapist and stuff, so that's been, like, chasing him for a good long time, and he was finally indicted on, I think, 30 charges.
Holy shit.
Of different various heinous acts of sexual misconduct and horrific blah. So, yeah, he's going to jail. Good for him.
Never meet your heroes, kids.
Thank you for joining us for another exciting Anal Probe segment, listeners. We appreciate you, the ones that stick around to the end. Don't forget, you can reach out to us at anewamericanlegacy@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter at anewamericanle1. A special thanks to all the Anal Podcast participants, hosts, as well as music producers and content and idea creators. The show wouldn't be possible without you, so credit where credit's due. And as always, listener, stay safe out there.